On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. At least two people have died in a crash involving a minibus taxi on the N2 near Spaghetti Junction. While the details aren't yet clear, paramedics at the scene say they're treating multiple people at the southbound crash. They say both sides of the freeway are affected by the collision. We'll have more details in the next hour. The South African Municipal Workers Union has vowed to fight tooth and nail for its members over wages at Rangoneni Municipality. It's after the management and its employees reached a deadlock over a job grading process around 4 weeks ago. Workers then embarked on a protest that's disrupted service delivery, including refuse collection and electricity supply. Residents in Port Shepstone also say they've experienced intermittent power outages. But SAMU KZN's Ntombi Futhi Mzoto claims the plight of municipal workers dates back to 2016.
We are deeply outraged by the Rangoneni Municipality leadership for taking matters to court without consulting with our members. Yet we were promised that fair salary adjustment would be implemented. The council resolved to implement the salary upgrade and negotiate a payment plan for the 6 month compensation. However, the municipal manager has since obstructed the progress, evading negotiations and instead prioritizing costly legal battles to challenge the arbitrator's award.
The municipality is yet to comment on when a resolution will be reached. And abroad, US President Joe Biden has declared January 9 a national day of mourning for Jimmy Carter. Carter was the US president between 1977 and 1981 and has died at the age of 100. Biden's called on Americans to visit their places of worship to pay tribute to the late U.S. leader. He described Carter as a man of principle.
The one thing I admired most about him, and he really did believe this, and I do as well, that everybody deserves an even shot.
That clip, courtesy of Sky News. And on the weather front, back home, there's partly cloudy conditions expected across KZN, with Durban, Kokstad and Underberg reaching a high of 31 degrees, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 35, Mooi River 33, Richards Bay, Newcastle and Ulundi 32, and 30 for Margate. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 metre high swells at sea with sunset at 7. Cape Town 23 and Johannesburg 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.